listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien with your local news briefing. A $56 million support package has been announced by the Premier in an effort to fix Queensland's housing crisis. Most of the money will go towards support and tenancy sustainment measures, in addition to $3.3 million in cost of living relief.
$11.7 million to help approximately 2,500 Queenslanders stay in their leases to avoid homelessness. $10 million of targeted loans and grants to people experiencing severe rental stress. A further $10 million to deliver more temporary emergency accommodation with on-site support.
Meantime, seven suburbs have been identified as potential public housing sites, Southport, Varsity Lakes and Fortitude Valley in the mix. Detectives are working to determine whether a car fire at Advancetown is suspicious. The Ford sedan was found engulfed in flames last night just before nine. The cause of the blaze is still unknown. Police are also looking into whether the vehicle was stolen. The first flood-impacted Ipswich houses have been settled through the voluntary buyback program. 29 offers have been accepted locally. $350 million has been allocated to the scheme and 500 homes are expected to be purchased. And a wet and cool start to summer. The Gold Coast is on track to break a December temperature record. The lowest high is 20.9 degrees. We haven't hit that yet. Live sites will pop up around the country to watch the Socceroos face two-time World Cup champions Argentina for a place in the quarterfinals on Sunday morning. Brisbane is in talks to set up at King George Square and Queen Street Mall. And the Gold Coast Titans have welcomed their star Kiwi recruit Kieran Foran, who hit training for the first time since the World Cup. Despite the full-on year he's had, Foran says he's not taking it easy over the pre-season.
Keep the body ticking over and keep myself in reasonable nick. You know, I'm starting at a new club. Yeah, I wanted to get in and come up here and see what it's all about.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.